You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link,
do
something.
That'll do. That'll perfect.
Ay, papi! Vamos!
Ahí! Ahí vamos!
Vámonos, estamos aquí, all right? Now it's the show. Oh, we didn't tell you the show's entirely in Spanish.
Yeah, this is right now we're just doing this in English so you can
so
prepare
you know.
Yourself.
Okay, this is a Spanish lesson with the Cooligans. hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Prem Show, the Cooligans spin-off program podcast focused on all things Premier League.
So many things happening, but the point of this whole thing is that we're going to talk Premier League because we want to show love to those secondary leagues around the world.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yes, and every league is secondary behind the Canadian Premier League, obviously.
That's right, baby. You already knew that. Yo, shouts to the Canadian Premier League. I've been watching. It's not easy to watch. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. I've been seeing some of the games on like FS2 and stuff like that. So
the virtual stadium did fool me for like a split second.
Okay.
I was like, oh, you know, because I know they're playing on some island, Prince Edward Island, which I text my buddy, Alex Pavone, hilarious comedian. I text him like, yo, did you know that they're on Prince Albert Island? Which is not the island they're on. And he was like, it's Prince Edward Island. And I was like, yo, Prince Albert Island would be kind of dope, though. Just a bunch of dudes with piercings on their junk. Why did you make an island for this?
Why is everybody named Albert? Anyway, so, but yes, welcome to the show. If you're listening to this podcast, we are taping this live on Twitch. So we will be interacting with people in the Twitch chat and are very much a part of the show. So if this is something that you would be interested in the future, feel free to follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/soccercooligans, and have fun with us. It's a fun show.
Hit the follow button so you know when we're coming on because we kind of surprise people. We don't really say we're going on at 6. We show up at 6:15. It's very Latino, all right? It's very Latino hours.
Okay, it's a surprise. It's a gift, all right, when the Cooligans show up, all right?
This is what happens when we don't have a television network telling us what to do. We show up whenever we want.
So, a lot to discuss today. Obviously, we're doing this right in the middle of the NBA just announced that they will be protesting. The Milwaukee Bucks said that they were protesting and boycotting the Game 5 against who they're playing, the Miami Heat? I forgot who they're playing.
I know the Lakers, Portland also have postponed their matches.
Yeah,
so
all the NBA games have been postponed, especially after after the shooting of the police shooting of Jacob Blake, and it's on our minds. So I mean, look, we're stand-up comedians. We're not here necessarily to, we don't think we're gonna fix everything, but we're here to kind of add a little bit of levity to everything that's going on. And there's still a lot of fun things to talk about, but this is definitely on our mind. So the fact that I don't even know where to go after that. It sucks. So I just wanted to make sure
it sucks that we have to keep talking about this because it just this situation won't go away. But we stand with everyone who is protesting, and you should be able to do so safely. I know last night 3 people were shot, 2 of them were killed by a 17-year-old who was allowed to get an automatic rifle, or at least hold it, and the cops were like, cool with it. When I was 17, I shouldn't even have been trusted with a remote control for a television, never mind an automatic rifle. So the world's going absolutely wild. One of the things that we probably shouldn't be talking about this on a Premier League show, but it is what it is. I was like thinking about how comedians will sometimes have a joke about you come from that country, were you a child soldier, when they're doing crowd work?
Yeah.
You should probably start asking that about the Midwest, or the South. I'm being dead ass. Like, this is crazy. A 17-year-old with a rifle A child killed people.
So when it comes to the level of indoctrination required to have a child be like, oh, I'm going to bring out an assault rifle and I'm going to go, you know, let these people know what's going on. Like, that's a damaged human being, without a doubt.
100%.
And it's like at that point, like, we can ask now, where are the parents? What is going on? So look, it's absurd. So
at least gang members have rules. They're like, well, you don't go shooting into a crowd. You know,
that's how I've been trying to think of a joke about that, about how like the mafia has more morals than like police. You know what I mean? Like, there's like at least a code, right? You know, you don't do this in front of after church or in front of someone's family or something.
Right. No innocent people.
Yeah. Whatever. Look, it's a whole other conversation. But when it comes to sports, the fact that that the NBA is this is like a monumental thing. The fact that these are the playoffs, and they're like, no, we're not playing at all. Now people are asking. There's other. I believe the Milwaukee Brewers are also boycotting the game, or have decided to not play the game. And now people are asking same thing about MLS. Should MLS play this game? And play their games, and it looks like those are going to go forward. I did see. We're not talking about MLS. This is not an MLS show, but this is going on right now in our lives, and we are, you know, talking to people, so we're letting people know how we feel. I believe Maurice Adu said to, I think, because he's on one of the Fox. He does the Fox broadcast, the FS1 broadcast, and he said like watch the MLS matches tonight. So he pointed that out. So I assume if the games do go forward, that the players will be making a statement. I also saw a tweet from Mark Anthony Kay that said that he tweeted right at Don Garber and said, you need to make a statement before the games today. He said you can't be the last to do it. Let's hope
that happens, because I know Ebobisi was very, very vocal today on Twitter as well. So Ebobisi, I keep mispronouncing his name, but hopefully something happens, whether it's the games are postponed or a very big statement is made. I know MLS has been very forward and very upfront about a lot of what's happening. And it's a real change of tune from last year, where they were like, hey, whoa, Switzerland over here. We don't get political either way, you know, no politics. And now they seem to be on what we think is the right side. Hopefully you do as well. So was Premier League. Not the Canadian Premier League, although they are doing a Black Lives Matter thing. They have a patch as well.
All right.
The English Premier League, the other one, as some people will call it. They also had Black Lives Matters on the back of their shirts for a long time, and they've made a lot of statements. And the news continues over there, Christian.
Yeah. And just like, just so at least kind of so we can move on, It's becoming unbearable, right? I mean, it is obviously...
It's just nonstop. Loss
of life, but the constant just seeing it over and over and over is just brutal. And look, we're at that point. If you're not taking a side on this, you're on the wrong side, right? So that's kind of like how we move forward, by acknowledging that there's a problem and something needs to be done about it. Okay. Yep.
Also, last thing I want to say is cops shouldn't be killing guilty people either. There's trials. There's stuff that has to happen. So
just
stop killing people, dog.
Otherwise, look, if you watch Law & Order and there's no second half of the show, it's less entertaining, okay?
Imagine if they were like, they walk into a bar on SVU and they're like, do you know who this man is? It's like, yeah, that's him over there. And the guy just pulls a gun and just bang, 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 bang. And then what is it, just commercials for 25 minutes?
Not a good show, not entertaining, okay?
The writing has begun to collapse, you know what I mean?
All right, so let's start with, obviously there's the Lionel Messi news.
Let's just start there. The rumor was that the rumor is that he was choosing Manchester City as his, which is just great that he's like I'll tell you where I want to go, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is he might not, because there's a clause in his contract that allows him to leave for free by a certain date. This year, that I believe was June 30th or 31st, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But because of COVID, the contract technically is like the end of the season, right?
Yeah.
But because of COVID, he waited until the end of the season. So he says he's allowed to use it. Barcelona says, no, there was a date specific to the contract. And they're like, well, yeah, but this year's a little different. And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Because I want that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah, fam. We don't wear masks around here.
This was regularly scheduled programming. I don't know what you mean.
But he was like, nah, family. Like, they're like, we want that 700 million euros is what his release clause is.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. June 31st was that deadline. Yeah. So, whatchamacallit? Here's the thing. If he does, Manchester City, I don't think can, for financial fair play reasons, pay $700 million, right?
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, they have money, but not only.
They can afford it.
Arguably, I don't even know if they could afford it. $700 million is a lot of money to just toss around. I mean, I get that they're wealthy, but
I mean, they got it.
But you have a $700 million clause so that no one actually pays that money. That means that you want to keep the player so badly.
Yes. And
so it's a fake number. It is just a, you know what? Somebody was like, you know what would be crazy if we gave him a $700 million release clause? Like, nobody would ever even think to reach that number.
It's so, like if somebody says, like, yo, I want to buy your house. And you're like, all right, it's $700 million. Like, well, no, it's not.
It feels like you're not coming to the table really trying to negotiate.
Well, the one next to you that's bigger than yours sold for $200,000. And the one next to you on the other side that's the same size sold for $250,000. And you think yours is? And you're like, $700 million. And you're like, okay,
I ain't budging.
I'm just going to put this out there. Correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like maybe you don't want to sell.
You know what? You could just tell me you don't want to sell. No. It's still available for $700 million.
You know what? I'll cut you a deal. $699 million. $699 million, you take it right now. Huh?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Imagine, like... Unofficial
everyday dude said, the fuck you price. Yeah. You don't have to say F you because you are just saying $700 million. It translates, right. People understand what you mean.
It's like, yo, I want to buy your house. How much cost? You turn it over and you're like, can I curse? And they're like, no. All right, then it's $700 million.
Man, should we bleep out the $700 million? Because it felt offensive, I'll be honest.
Yeah, the standards are coming after us. We're going to get fined for saying $700 million.
Robert from LA said, that's more than the GDP of a lot of countries. That is very much true.
Is that true?
Without a doubt.
Robert from LA said, we need the guy from Pawn Stars to give us a realistic realness clause.
He's going to like tap on Messi's knees or really just like.
He's like, actually, we've got a soccer expert that's going to come in the next segment. So you stick. After these commercials, Mike Wonder put, meet me in the middle. I'll meet you in the middle. Fine. $675 million, and I'll pay the closing cost.
Okay, that's a real bargain. Okay,
I got to tell you, this is why you find a negotiator on Craigslist, okay? Because they know what they're doing.
No, I wonder, look, the...
But imagine he does. The rumor is that the contract is a five-year deal. 3 years he plays at Manchester City, which will take him from 33 to 36 years. And then 2 years he has to play at New York City Football Club.
Oh, man.
So from ages 36 to 38, right when you want to play, it's just the peak.
His prime, okay?
This is what he's been training his whole life for after he's been kicked for 3 years in the Premier League.
But then, you know, he's going to have, Mateo Messi in the NYCFC Academy. So it's there's a future, you know? He might end up, Mateo Messi might end up being a homegrown. Like, there's a real possibility of a future of, how's the song go? A team of Lionel Messi's, you know? We all need a team. So you get the joke.
Here's the thing, though. You and I have a show on NYCFC's YouTube channel, right?
That's right. NYCFC at home.
With the Cooligans presented by El Himador. Shouts to everybody involved. Shouts to everyone on that title. There's like six different pieces of that title. But here's the deal. You and I may see ourselves in 3 years making content with Lionel Messi.
Wow.
What would that first video even be?
Look, it's a possibility. I mean, the first video would be, security holding us back from hugging him and touching his body.
The first video is me just touching his face and telling you it's real. That's the first one. That's look, 5 minutes.
That would be nuts. But look, the fact that this is even a possibility is just beautiful. Not just for NYCFC fans, but just even MLS fans of American soccer, friends of the world, everybody's going to want to know. Even if he does go to Manchester City, everybody's been wanting to see, you know, what if Messi played somewhere else, right? And we've heard the comments of like, oh,
Mike Wonder put, his beard smells the way I thought it would. That's a quote by me.
Okay. I was right the entire time.
Lilac.
and asado, right?
Yeah. Imagine he just walks up and I'm like, boludo.
He's like, hey, I love this guy.
Hey, who's this bad guy smacking me in the belly?
Wow.
Just... Imagine he's just like the dopest dude. He's like, ¿Quién eres, gordo?
I didn't realize Messi was so cool.
Yeah,
great.
Es muy cómico el gordo. Me hace reír.
So I forgot what I was gonna say, but I think the fact that this is even a possibility that the first news of this, because was this a Fabrizio Romano tweet? I don't know who's the first.
Well, he was the first one to suggest that he was leaving, and mm-hmm. he was the first one to link him with Manchester City. But it seems like after that, it's a flood now of Manchester City-based updates. But they're updates as if it's almost a done deal, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the updates are like, Messi wants the training ground to be made a little bigger. And you're like, why would he even be thinking of that if Barcelona...
Yeah, do. Yeah,
Barcelona execs are like, wait, he's that far? I don't even know he went there yet.
P. Sanchez, 41, thank you so much for the follow. We appreciate it. And a regular dude said, no, it was TYC Sports, a Spanish news station. TYC Sports, I believe, is Argentinian.
Argentinian,
right?
And Uruguayan.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So look, the fact that the first news is Manchester City and with like linked to NYCFC, like just the fact that MLS is even being mentioned so prematurely is great. Messi doesn't even have to come to America and play soccer here. Just the fact that we're in the conversation. MLS, go to MLSsoccer.com. Go right now and see if you don't see 3-4 articles about Messi coming to MLS.
As you should. And here's the other thing. Can I just say once again, if Lionel Messi was leaving Barcelona at 33 years old and going directly to NYCFC, what would they say about MLS? That it's a retirement league. But because he's going to City, this is a wonderful day. Which brings me to my next point. Thiago Silva going to Chelsea. How old was Zlatan Ibrahimovic when he went to United? Who's the retirement league now, play?
Yeah, dude. Look, I think the... Look, we can have that conversation about whatever. I think we're done with the retirement league conversations.
They're not. That's why I keep bringing it up.
But I think it doesn't need to be defended as strongly anymore or as much as in the past, because MLS is getting kind of cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a little bit of, like, Matuidi coming in. Yo, Beckham got a team. The games are on at reasonable times in England, so it's not feeling like that crazy anymore. And it's and retirement league, because again, you do have those examples of big players go at older ages going to the Premier League. So it's I'm fine. I'm whatever. Who cares? Call me retirement league.
Call me whatever you want.
Call it an old folks home. If Lionel Messi is playing for NYCFC, forget whatever. I could care less what you call it.
We all high risk for COVID, baby. We are old folks home. I don't care.
Okay. We can have social distancing rules, but if NYCFC is playing a game with Lionel Messi on there, you best believe I'm getting on the sideline at the very least.
I don't care how old he is. I don't care if he's missing a leg. I don't care if he's in a wheelchair. Lionel Messi is crawling on that field. It's a big day for MLS.
I don't know if you saw this. This a video was on early. I saw it on Twitter of Barcelona fans stormed the Camp Nou.
Yeah.
Saying because they want Bartomeu, right?
Bartolomeu, I think.
I don't think it's a, there's no L. It's not.
No, the whole thing is an L. What are you talking about?
Bartomeu, I believe is his name. Is his name the sporting
Bartolomeu?
Bartolomeu.
Yeah.
Okay. So Bartomeu. That's what a regular dude said. And I'm gonna trust a regular dude over Alexis.
He might be right because I think I'm looking something else up.
Exactly. So the but apparently so they stormed the stadium.
It is Bartomeu.
They stormed the stadium.
One guy was wearing a Tottenham shirt. Did you see this?
I swear to God. Thought he'd come to grab Messi and take him to his Tottenham.
I just think he's an English guy. You know how much they love like mayhem, you know, when it comes to soccer? I think an English dude just showed up in Spain.
But the fact that they did this, it really shows, like, we know Messi is like a god to a lot of people, except for fans of the Argentinian national team, right? But the fact that they would do this. One, honestly, when I first saw it, it made me like, yo, wow, Messi's really important to a lot of people where they're willing to storm, like, it's like a castle. They're like, yeah, literally like storming the damn stadium. But then part of me was like, yo, there's people that would do this because a player said that he wanted to leave over police brutality and protesting against that. You know what I mean? Like the fact that they're more passionate about,
they're like, have respect for public property, man. Just because someone was shot, wait a minute, my favorite player is leaving my team. Burn it to the ground. Burn this thing that I've considered a church of my religion every Saturday for decades.
It is unreal. But
by the way, Messi says he's leaving even if Bartomeu leaves and resigns. So stop burning stuff, Barca.
I just saw there was another quote. I don't know. I haven't verified it, but I saw somebody else posted on Twitter saying that Ronald Koeman said that this was Ray Hudson. Ray Hudson said this on SiriusXM. We had retweeted it. He said that the time of privilege for Leo Messi is over. Like he's done with players having privileges, whatever. And Ray Hudson lost his mind. He was just like, "What? The privilege has been for Barcelona. The fact that Lionel Messi has been there, given so much to the club. Like he's
a once in a generation talent, and yes, he's been there since he was essentially 13, because that's when they first paid for his medicine." to make him not 4'8".
Yeah.
But whatchamacallit? You know, Barcelona should be washing his feet with their bare hands. Mm-hmm. Barcelona needs to thank and kiss the ground he walks on that he decided to go to that club and he changed that club's fortunes forever. And the problem is that a lot of people who are fans of soccer now don't remember Barcelona pre-Ronaldinho. They don't remember Barcelona pre-Messi. You know what I mean? Things weren't going great for them. You know what I mean? Messi is a piece, but also a very, very large piece of why they are the powerhouse that they are today. And it's shocking. I can understand why the fans are upset. I don't know. My question to you is, if he comes to Manchester City, does he, or I should say go, because we don't live there. If he goes to Manchester City, which we now own, Christian and I hope y'all cool with that. We slipped it in the contract with NYCFC. Talking about, by the way, there's no money. Do you think he has the same effect in the Premier League at this age that he would have in La Liga, or he has had, let's say, in the last 2 to 3 years?
Yes, because if he does it regularly against some of the top clubs in La Liga arguably has more like from a technical perspective and the quality from like 1 to 10 is pretty high as far as like players like on the ball and tactically. I think the Premier League is a more physical league, but when I think of him playing against Fulham, Southampton, Everton even, the Watfords of the world, the Bournemouth, he is going to have a field day. He is going to have a blast Because I would say the teams, I think those first like year or two in the Premier League are going to be a really difficult adjustment period for those Premier League teams that have to play against him.
Could you imagine him at Craven Cottage? Just seeing Messi play at Craven Cottage is going to be hilarious. It's like, this is where you park the buses, right? Like, this isn't where we're going to play. No, it is? With the building poking in? All right. All right.
It's going to be fascinating. I'm not worried. I think it'll be fine in the Premier League. If Zlatan did it and he was successful in the Premier League as a player that was, he's not as... You know, obviously not the same playing style as Lionel Messi, but I think Messi will do just fine. It'll be, you know, we'll see where he is like in 3 years. I mean, in 3 years, who knows, as far as his health and his fitness, if he's okay there, because we know he's going to slow down a little bit, but he's still a magician on the ball. Even Ronaldinho, even though he didn't really take care of himself, but towards the end of his career, he was still making great passes. He was slower, without a doubt, but he still had something to offer. Messi, who is way more serious about taking care of himself, I think he will thrive, especially in his first 2 years in the Prem. I think he'll be totally fine.
Yeah, I mean, look, either way, I'm kind of excited to see what this looks like. And to be honest with you, I'm kind of, after the shock of him wanting to leave, I'm kind of done with him at Barca now. Like, I want to see him somewhere else. I want to see him smile again, you know?
Yeah.
His friends are trying to get him out of a bad relationship, you know? Like, look, I know she does whatever you want, but come on, fam. You know, you ain't been happy.
Yeah, he needs, but I think it takes a lot of courage to know that you're going to disappoint so many people. Millions and millions of people will be so unhappy.
You and I put out a podcast that does the same thing every week.
No, man.
We're courageous.
It takes a lot just to say, you know, because it's not about money. It's not about – he has nothing to worry about when it comes to his own security. It's really just my career is not going to last forever. I just want to be happy for these next couple years. And I think
To New York City, baby.
That's where the future is, baby. But I think it says a lot about Barcelona, and it says a lot about clubs that have these incredible players, right? Even this happened with Michael Jordan, right? The Bulls, we saw The Last Dance, right? The Bulls, once you... It's difficult to keep winning forever, right? It's difficult to keep winning and keep a legacy of success and accomplishment. It is, especially when you have the best player in the world and whatever, you can have the argument if you do not believe that that is the case, but plenty of people do. But you have the best player in the world, you start to become a little full of yourself. You start to become a bit arrogant. And we were sort of joking about Ellen earlier before we started taping the podcast. And what happened with Ellen, right? And her show. Her show is one of the most popular shows in the country, in the world, even. I don't know how many people necessarily watch it, but it's very, very popular. And once somebody becomes so famous and so popular, the corporation, the industry that you have now created, it becomes this machine that you almost has no soul anymore.
And
now
everything is built to protect you, and you can kind of get away with whatever you want because you're the moneymaker. This is the problem with whenever I've had the chance to like meet people that are associated with rappers or with like really successful comedians, you could see how they kind of become a little bit of a monster because there's no one there to be like, yo, you're acting like an asshole right now because everyone around you is afraid to sort of rattle the cage that makes them money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and that's the biggest issue, which is why I'm glad I have someone like Christian who and forever has and always will say, yo, you're being an asshole. You know what I mean?
Well, that is it's like absolute power corrupts absolutely, right?
Yeah.
And Barcelona, I think when they have this absolute gem, And you know, you start, and I think this happens organically where you start to not appreciate it as much because you've had it for so long, but when Messi leaving is going to be like, you know, you don't know what you don't. I'm not going to say you don't know what you have until it's gone, because you know exactly what you're losing.
It's very evident what you have.
But I think it's I think it's a natural sort of thing that happens with anything that is, you know, amazing or spectacular, where it feels normal to have it. And I think this is why people want Bartomeu out, because it's like you haven't enabled a culture that can protect this winning environment, because you feel like you have this great player and he's not going anywhere, and you don't feel like you have to do the thing. It's not just telling Messi that he's great. It is surrounding him with other players that will continue a winning legacy.
Right. It's shocking. It's absolutely shocking.
Yeah. Not so Kyle Andrews says, it's always wild when a living legend, especially a one club player, finally moves a team. There's always the potential of destroying your legacy when people can point at the flop move at the end of your career with team X. Yeah, that is a possibility. But there's something about soccer and football that I feel like there's less loyalty to that. And especially in the last few years, I mean, we're some of the greatest players we've ever seen. Swap teams all the time. They go several.
Yeah.
I mean, Beckham is a good example. I mean, he obviously, no, I don't think people would necessarily call him one of the greatest players ever, but you know, he definitely was quality, and it didn't ruin his legacy by going to all these different clubs. A lot of the clubs that he was at, he won at, and people appreciated that he was there.
Buffalo Me says, this is why I always meet all of my penis's demands. Exactly. Also dangerous. But yes, gets privilege.
Yes. Jay Ward 24 said, Barca board is low-key happy that Messi will leave, as it will help with finances for the club overall. I agree with that.
Yeah, dude, you're spending $1 million a week.
Yeah, I agree with that quite a bit. I mean, I think you also put yourself in a really bad position by paying a player so much to begin with, right?
Yeah,
you know, just financially from a business standpoint. But if you put all your eggs in that basket, this is, you know, a reality of it. I mean, it's a bummer. They're not going to there's no way they're getting that money from the release clause.
They're not going to get the $700 million. No chance in hell.
I mean, there may be some negotiation. Maybe Manchester City will give something, but I don't know.
I agree that the PR is horrible right now. Colo Blanco said that. But, yo, it's kind of like when your friend gets divorced. It's like, oh, no. But then afterwards, they're like a little bit happier or whatever. Or you find out that the relationship they were in was just. But imagine both of them are better off. It's rough in that moment, but both of them are better off. You know what I mean? It's the kids that suffer. And the kids have stormed Camp Nou.
Soka Andrew said, Steven Gerrard, Liverpool legend, Galaxy flop, Daniel De Rossi. Roma legend, played 5 games for Boca. Yeah, that's so there is something. Yeah, the one club. Yeah, that is a good point. The one club legends kind of you know, taint their legacies by doing this. But I mean, what I'm not.
Yeah, but
Steven Gerrard was in a much different place. Older.
Pirlo's image didn't get ruined by his stint at NYCFC, and he didn't. I know some people are saying, but he didn't really play, right? We saw him out there, but it didn't get ruined. So I think Messi, go be happy. There's nothing he can do that's, unless he wins the World Cup for Argentina, there's nothing he can do that's going to stop people from hating him or trying to sort of limit what his greatness is. So just go do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Go hang out with Breck Shea. Go quit and become a painter. Who cares?
I'd watch that buddy comedy. Okay. Yeah. Breck and Messi.
Okay.
Or Messi and Breck. Whatever.
Damn.
Whatever you prefer. Imagine telling Messi he's going to have to play on AstroTurf.
Hilarious. Someone else put in the before, I can't remember who said it. Like, is Messi really going to have to play Yankee Stadium? He might. He might.
Oh, man. So there was another point I wanted to bring up, but I forgot exactly what it was. Anyway, maybe it'll come to me. But look, I mean, it seems like Messi is not long for Barcelona. It seems like from everything going on, the fact that there's all this chatter, he has made it clear that he wants to leave. I imagine this is going to be wrapped up in the next couple of weeks, right? The season is
so
starting soon.
That's the best part about this sort of, you know, a truncated off season is that Messi says he wants to leave. Well, you only got to wait like a week for him to actually leave. You know what I mean?
Because it's like, oh, you know, he says he wants to leave. And in like 15 minutes, the Barcelona economy will fall. Right. You know? Yeah.
It's so, like there was a rumor he was going to Arsenal. It's like, call him up and find out if he wants to play in the Community Shield, because it might be done that quickly.
Nick Sternipple said, no, there was a court battle with Messi. I don't know how long this after saying this, you think he's going to play for Barcelona? Like, I don't know.
He would, because he's just that type of dude. But I can't imagine the fans have a very great reaction. I don't know if they're going to boo him. I don't know if they're going to throw roses at him. Like, I don't know.
They'll do after he said that he was going to retire from the national team, they'll do what the Argentina fans did. They were like, no, don't go, please. They forgot about the loss in the Copa America and were like, no, please stay. And it changed the entire narrative of that loss, because it was like, we need to appreciate him more rather than calling him a loser or a quitter or another, you know, somebody who couldn't get it done. But
Colo Blanco says, and they lost again. He's very Colombiano, folks.
Oh, man. So, and Nick Sternipple said, no, he's going to protest, but they're going to sell him for Neymar price or he goes on a free. Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that the Neymar price is essentially a third of what they're asking for him with his release clause? Isn't that wild?
It is wild. But look, this is modern football, bro. That's how it works.
We got other topics.
We have other topics. Let's
I might have to pause for 1 second because there's something wrong and my battery's about to die and it's not charging.
Your battery, what? A battery of what?
My laptop.
Oh, okay.
Something here. So I'm going to have to disconnect, which means it's going to shut down. And then I'll dial back in. So can you just keep everyone entertained in the Twitch for like a minute?
I'll try my best.
Everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We want to bring you with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right. You being Gully Squad. Thank you.
You right now listening.
you've contributed to this marketing campaign.
That's right. Thank you so much. And if you're listening and you're not in Gully Squad, I'm not going to say it's not thanks to you. I think you already know that. But you can. This can be thanks to you. All you got to do is join Gully Squad. It's mad simple. You know what I mean? Because what happens is you join Gully Squad, and guess what happens? We show up at your house. We don't care about the quarantine, you know what I mean? We show up at your house and we say, yo, thank you, and then that's it. We leave. It's very odd.
we break lockdown rules. That's how committed to you we are.
You where you live in Europe? Be there in a few hours, my guy.
Okay, yo, Boris, open up the borders.
Yo, Latvia, all right. I might have to use points, but we're gonna get there.
Okay, we're un-Brexiting right now.
We've decided. We're here. What's good? Is this Europe or not?
So, yes, join Gully Squad. Obviously, there's a lot of awesome perks and privileges. Obviously, we have
The hesitation you put on perks, man. Even I was like, ooh, what do we got?
You can, obviously, the our Slack channel, our birthday parties, dope Zoom hangouts. It has it all. So
yeah, and pins and pop sockets and, you know, cool stuff. It's just one of those things like, yo, you're supporting us. It doesn't matter the level. You're going to get some dope perks. You're going to get a chance at exclusive content. You're gonna get a chance to hang out, chat with us, and yo, like the Slack channel, it's almost like just a big group chat. There's like people sharing food to do on the road once we get back on the road, people sharing pictures of the food they're cooking while they're on quarantine, people sharing pictures of pizza and I'm roasting it. We do other stuff than food, don't we, Christian?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, look, there's people sharing music that they enjoy. It's its own community of soccer fans that appreciate comedy and appreciate other things in life that they can share with each other, and it's really growing into something that's organic, that is not really about Christian and Alexis, and it's beautiful to see. So
I know it's bothering me. It should constantly be about us, but also they get a chance to be a part of the show. When we have guests, we ask them, what questions should we ask? When we say those are Gully Squad questions, yo, those are questions directly from that Slack channel from Gully Squad. So if you're a member of the Gully Squad and you're not in the Slack channel, get on that. What are you doing? There's not a lot of you. There's like a few of you that
There's a few. There's almost like, I think maybe 30 or 40 people that are not in the Slack channel.
What a handful of people. Come on, get in here. there.
Get in there. So, yeah, again, go to soccercooligans.com, click on the Join Gully Squad button, and get on board, man, because you're missing out.
Hell yeah. Soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, all right. Gordo okay? Blanco, I saw your comment, you son of a bitch.
Did you fix it?
Yes, I did. For some reason, it was connected, but it wasn't charging, and I didn't realize it, but I looked up, and I was at 5%, and I was like, oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
IrisGirl03, I just got off work, and I feel like I missed everything. No, all you missed is probably half an hour of talking about Lionel Messi, so we'll get to other subjects.
Which, by the way, I don't know if you heard.
Big news. Especially if you're a Barca fan, you're going to want to sit down.
You're going to want to maybe not believe us. I'm not sure. You decide.
But I danced for a second doing one of these, and Buffalo Me said, I'm glad he's back, and all just please don't dance anymore. Okay. All right.
I did see that someone just put the word dance, and you went right to dance.
Okay. I am I'm a slave to the Twitch chat. Okay. Whatever you want. this is, as soon as Alexis leaves, it becomes my OnlyFans. All right.
Yeah. And apparently, you get it popping when I'm gone.
I missed a lot of messy news. Any EPL updates? Yeah. So, we're not going to break any news. We made jokes about it, basically, Diego. I'm a Bayern fan, so I'm still happy. Yes. Okay.
There you go.
They would win.
Me too. Don't look it up.
Okay, so let's continue talking about some other
so
stuff.
This is all right. So we talked a little bit about Messi. We got another Latino getting into the Premier League, supposedly.
Well, Messi is Latino. Yeah, he's not Spanish. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
He's Argentinian. His real last name is Cuticini or something like that. Did you see that?
I didn't see that. What is that? Is that a number 7 at the pizzeria? What's a
Cuticini? Yeah, can I get that with a little bit of soppressata next to it? Lionel Messi. It's like Cuticini.
Bro.
Look at this. This real, Cuticini. Bruh, his real name is Lionel Andres Messi Cuticini.
Is Cuticini his like mother's last name or his father's last name?
I just think it's the name they give to all Argentinians so they could pretend they're Italian.
They all get it. They all have that fourth surname, you know?
Homie looks Brazilian. He's black. And they're like, so your name, you're telling me, is Ronaldinho. Forget about it. Yeah, okay. No, my family's from Italy.
Yeah, it's a long line of forget about it, okay?
Colo Blanco, and to everyone in the chat, regardless of who you speak to in Argentina, from Argentina, and regardless of what their 23andMe says, they will tell you their family's immigrated from Italy a long time ago. Enough with the bullshit.
Yes. So let's discuss James Rodriguez, El Colombiano.
Going to Everton.
So this is the rumor, and this has been rumored for a little while. Obviously, his
31 million pounds. That's a big move for Everton. No,
I see 35.
I see 31 million.
I'm seeing euros.
Okay,
yes.
31 million pounds. Doug, where's Everton getting this money?
Oh, they got the new owners. They're good. They're getting the new stadium. It's not. There's no. They'll bring this financial fair play conversation into Everton. Okay, we are 10th to 15th place. Okay, do not investigate Everton, please.
please don't open the books.
Why make us suffer any more than we already are?
Now, fam, just pretend everything is gravy. but Yerry Mina is there. Is this becoming Colombia Everton or Evertombia?
Evertombia has a good ring to it. I kind of like it.
Evertombia is actually my favorite Latin music.
Unofficial everyday dude said, yeah, dog, it's not our money. We spent 30 on Gylfi Sigurdsson, and Richarlison was also 30 million from Watford. Yeah, not a crazy amount of money. I mean, relative to what is going on in soccer nowadays. But this is interesting. Him leaving Real Madrid, who he is in the Gareth Bale role.
Mopati 19 said, can't get banned from UCL if you never qualify. Yo, now you're thinking, dog.
Okay, bro. That's why we do this show, okay?
Yeah. Does Everton have a 3-year ban on Champions League? Consider it served. We were planning on doing that anyway.
The fact that he is just not playing. He is, you know, Zidane does not rate him, same thing with Bale. I don't know what is going on with Gareth Bale. I think that is just more of I think it's personal at this point with Gareth Bale. We've had a conversation about that. And there's also rumors that he might be coming to, that Real Madrid might actually allow him to come to go back to Tottenham. So,
oh my God.
Be interesting.
Yeah, well, it's not going to work out well if at Tottenham they ask him to play a game and he's like, I don't really feel like it today.
I'm more the golf today.
Yeah. Oh, God, I was going to hit the links, actually.
So but how much Rodriguez? Let's talk a little bit about, will this work out, him playing at Everton?
And I can tell you this much. The only reason you're saying that is because you don't think so.
No, I think Hamas is in a weird position where he needs to play, right? I mean, that's just a reality. And he's not going to play at Real Madrid. He needs to continue his, like, growth and development. He's still a pretty young dude.
And who's ahead of him at Everton? Nobody.
No, nobody. There's no way. He would be...
Yeah, he's good.
Immediate starter. The only issue with James is, I think, the dependence on defending. I don't think that's like Everton is a workhorse of a club. It is like you have to give that effort, and I don't know.
But those things have to be changing under Ancelotti. Ancelotti doesn't want to play Route 1 soccer.
Correct.
He's starting to get his own players. Everton needs players like James Rodriguez. One, you need a name, right? You need someone that's going to even like look at the success that Raul Jimenez had over at Wolves, right? Drawing in a completely new fan base, right? Wolves were like, orale, you know, they were like, we didn't know there was so many Mexicans up in our social, you know, same thing's going to happen to James Rodriguez. Him and Yerry Mina together are going to bring in a massive amount of contingent from the US, from Colombia and all the other places that Colombians are at.
Yeah.
This is going to be a big deal.
It's the Pulisic. It's the Pulisic for, you know, the relative Pulisic for Colombia. This is their star player. Right. And
Nick Third Nipple said Ancelotti won't allow him to play a 50-yard game. I believe he means Ancelotti, but I like I like the nickname Ancelotti. You know, if he was going to coach in Liga MX, you know they'd be like, oh yeah, Ancelotti, which way do I go? You want me to play?
I only
what
listen
position?
To Ancelotti. And
yo, you're not the coach, fool. Ancelotti's the coach.
Put some respect on that man's name. That is delicious name.
Yeah. Also, what are they going to call him in England? Are they going to go back to calling him James? You think a couple of the reporters are going to forget and call him James?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this from Not So Kind Andrew. He says James joining Everton means Moise Keane has someone to turn to on the bench. I wonder, how did we get here? We were at Champions League clubs. There's no way. Look, James would have a tough time, I think, fitting in with like the players, with what Everton looks like right now. I think from a defensive standpoint, a team that doesn't really hold on to the ball that much, it would be tough for him. But if Everton can become this team that I have a little bit more style and hold on to the ball, they would need a few more pieces.
I think you're wrong, dude, because he was forged, he was proofed, he was raised in South American style soccer, which is complete bedlam. Do something when you get the ball. And I think that's when he played best, to be completely honest with you. Look at the World Cup. Look at how he popped, turned, scored that amazing shot. I know now that's like half a decade ago at this point, but that he plays best when it's like everything is like sort of not, you don't have a million pieces of structure. I'm telling you.
I don't know about that. I mean, look, but what does that mean for a team that plays like Everton? Everton do not play when it's messy. When it's just absolute bedlam. They are not a good team.
But imagine
in that
they
sense.
Do. I believe in enchiladas.
Right now, Everton cannot score goals. They cannot score. And we need a midfielder that just takes shots. That's all. That's all. We just need somebody that is not just the forwards. It's not simply Richarlison taking shots or Dominic Calvert-Lewin. They just need somebody from the midfield that is an offensive threat so that the defenders or the defensive mid is at least afraid that might be a possibility.
James grew up in Score, gets stabbed by the parking garage soccer. Yo, facts. That's like when he would go up for a free kick. One of the players on his team would whisper in his ear, "We know where your family lives."
Oh, man. Yes, Lazy Human Val said, I thought James played pretty well at Bayern. And yeah, he did. When James is on a good team, you would not
Wait,
say.
No. When James gets service. He plays well. That's all
he
really needs.
But he is a midfielder.
Jokes aside.
He is the one providing the service.
But here's the thing. He needs to have the ball in open spaces, or he needs to find the open spaces, which Ancelotti wants to play that way. And here's the other thing. He also is somebody that draws defenders, which is just going to make all your other players. So somebody said before that Moise Keane is set to go back to Everton. If he decides to stay, or whoever decides to be the central forward on this team, you will be a better team because James Rodriguez is on it.
I agree. I mean, look, it would be a great pickup. And again, I think the Gylfi Sigurdsson project is, I'm past it. I'm done. I don't really see the
you're washing your hands. Washing your hands on a project.
The Andre Gomez I'm not a fan of it either. I just think they play. They just play too cautious. They're too defensive. They're not technical enough on the ball to really create any space. I think they're slow. The midfield is just not built to move the ball forward. And Tom Davies is not going to do it. He is
not alone.
He's a good backup, I think. I think, you know, a good sub.
Hell of a dresser.
That's right.
Put some respect on that man's name.
It's on his resume. But
also, John Hudson says James is 29. Also, shouts to John Hudson. Thanks for stopping.
Somebody else mentioned. Colobank also said. Oh no, he said he's. Was he 28 or 29? I think people are arguing with each other. I think that's what it is. Colo Blanco and John Hudson are fighting with each other.
Well, he is 28 until he's 29. Make sure we know that.
Okay. So wait, real quick. I saw Shexa just mentioned this. I know this is an EPL show, he said, but MLS is about to start boycotting right now. Okay, so this is what's going on. Let me just put it on this. I can't put it on the screen, but I just want to kind of see what's going on.
The chat, let us know what's happening.
Just in case, keep
abreast. I know you guys are listening to this on Thursday. So clearly we're recording this yesterday on Twitch, which, again, you could be a part of. All you have to do is get on twitch.tv/soccercooligans, and you could be here talking to us in the chat. But, yeah, are they boycotting the match? Are they not playing? What's happening? Do you see anything?
The match is Orlando-Nashville.
Mopati says Atlanta and Miami players are meeting to boycott.
Ah, okay.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Shouts to them. You obviously we're supporting the players in this decision because there's a lot of serious things going on right now and people need to listen. So thank you to them for raising some awareness. All right. Colo Blanco, wait, why? Yes, he is an Inter Miami fan. So,
yeah.
Okay.
I know early on when we started, a lot of people wanted us to talk about Rodrigo from Valencia going to Leeds. Getting the striker that they were going after, one of the top strikers in La Liga, but he's 29 years old. Here's my only fear. That man better be in shape. I know 29 is not old, but when you play in the Bielsa system, where even if you're injured, you don't get subbed out, you start the next match. I don't know that a 29-year-old's a perfect person for that. Like, we saw Jack Harrison have great success there. young, incredibly fit. He looks even more jacked. He's jacked, Harrison, now, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He's jacked. His muscles are getting larger. His clothes are getting smaller.
He needs to get a new dryer because his clothes are getting too tight.
We have to connect with Jack again and do a show with him because that is the first conversation. That's the first question I'm asking him. I'm like,
right. When did you become Dominican?
Okay. And thank you for being an ally. Okay?
Right? There's ways to support the Latinx community, one of which is to wear wild tight clothes and a man bun. You know, you just show you one of us. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
So, but yeah, I would love to talk to him about that. Yeah, exactly. So,
speaking of which, yo, should I go man bun, dude? Here, low key, I'll let everyone in, right? My wife and I are going away this weekend, real close by. We're not going too far. She needs a break. She's a nurse here in New York City, right? And she said, hey, why don't you cut your hair before we go, you know? And I was like, oh, I don't know. You know, I said I was going to cut it until COVID is over. She's like, oh, okay. Then the next day, she's like, you know, you should probably get your hair cut before we go so that your hair is cut. You know, get a nice fade. Remember when you still have fades, Alexis? And I was like, yeah, no, I said I was going to let it grow. And then, like, 2 days ago, she was like, yo, cut your hair before we go. Like, I ain't playing with you no more. I don't care about your little podcast TV show games.
Yeah, yeah. She's like,
I don't want to be seen with a bushy tail, you know. But I think I might get the sides cut, but I think I might just straight up keep it man bun, yo.
Keep it long, yeah, at the top.
What you think, though? What you think? You think I should? You think I should go man bun?
This is a you know, a crazy time in the world. Just there's no rules. Okay, just like Vooj would say, there's no rules anymore.
There are no rules anymore, man. So FIFA Degenerate says, go jarhead and get a buzz cut, Alexis. Hell no. I don't want nobody thinking I'm physically fit, you know?
Soka Andrew said, Leeds had the third player of this century called up to England national team without playing in the first division. Calvin Phillips, right? And Gray and Mike Wonder saying Calvin Phillips. I did see that, and I saw
the Yorkshire Pirlo said Mike Wonder.
Jack Grealish is upset he did not get called in.
I he should be wildly disrespected. He should feel disrespected, I should say. How do you not get called up to the English squad after having what a lot of people think was the best English player in the English Premier League last season?
Yeah, it's
also Saka. Saka just, what more does he have to do? He had 12 assists.
Yeah.
What do you have to do? And I know he's technically not a left back, but you don't have a left back on your squad, Southgate. You didn't bring a left back. And the homie can play left back, obviously plays better as like a wing or a wing back. But still, man, what are you doing?
Yeah, that we had a conversation about Jack Grealish. Early
the
on,
most fouled person in the Premier League, which just goes to show he was carrying that team on his own when everyone's like, I don't know, hit him. He seems to be the only one doing anything.
I just think we had a conversation about him, I think, in maybe the first episode of the Prem show. I'm just not a big fan of Jack Grealish. I don't know what it is exactly. Maybe it's somebody just mentioned Grealish flops too much and is off the field stuff. He did have the issue with breaking the quarantine rules. No, he didn't. I think he hung out with a friend.
He went to a party.
Okay. But this was after he made a video, like literally one day he makes a video saying, hey, everybody stay home. This is like the beginning of the lockdown. Everybody stay home, stay safe. And then next day he's like, what video? What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about, dog.
That started today? My bad.
No, but you heard. I told everyone to stay home. I didn't say I was going to stay home.
Yeah.
It's not so-called Andrew says, it's his tiny chimpanzee shit hair.
I love it. I love that the English are meaner to each other than we could ever be to them.
Absolutely. So. God forbid we say something. Jayworth24 said, Grealish doesn't fit into the system that Southgate uses. Fine. It doesn't matter. He deserves a call-up. That's the point.
Okay.
Like, he's one extra player. Maguire's not going, right? Right? Homie not allowed, yo. He got found guilty, although they're redoing the trial. He got found guilty. Homie's not going. You got an open space. Let Grealish go. Let Saka go. Come on.
Yeah.
It's mad disrespectful.
I mean, look, it's you got to do what you got to do. It's tough. There's only a limited amount of spots.
This is the one time where I think MLS or the U.S. soccer does it right, which is they at least have one camp where it's like for everyone who deserves a call up, even if you don't fit into the system, even if you don't necessarily have a long string of proving it, you kind of deserve a call up. You've reached the point where we're looking at you intently, bring you into the camp, and let's see what you got. It's the Nations League. It's not the Euros. Give the guy a shot, will you?
Yeah, yeah. One day, he'll get there. He'll get there. He's also pretty young too, right? I forget. I don't know how old he is.
Yeah, but Grealish is what, 24?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Thoughts about Victor? I'm a Viet fan.
He is 24.
Thoughts about Victor Lindelof stopping a thief? I didn't hear the story. Victor Lindelof.
What did he do?
Stop the thief?
I thought you said he stopped the thief. I was like, FIFA?
Finish your sentence, Christian.
Damn, son. You have a stroke, my G?
Mopari 19 said...
Golo Blanco said Harry Maguire not defending himself in court. Damn. His defense even fell apart in court.
WNBA has also boycotted all their games. Look, all right. You love to see it. I think this is an important time. Hopefully this strikes a chord and people listen. Yes, keep us updated. Let us know. Thank you to everybody again on Twitch for letting us know what's going on.
Speaking of, by the way, I just looked it up. Manchester United's Victor Lindelof stops a thief from robbing a 90-year-old. What's a 90-year-old got? Yo, give me whatever them hip pills.
Give me those, you know, grandma candies that I know you have in that purse.
Give me them Werther's Originals.
Okay. I didn't know they still made these candies.
Yo, run that heart medicine, you old fuck. what's really happening over there?
So wait, apparently Lindelof stopped the thief from stealing a purse of an old lady the day after Maguire went to jail. But Lindelof wasn't with Maguire. This is a separate thing, correct?
This is very separate. This is apparently someone went to snatch an old woman's bag and he tackled the thief. He chased and tackled the thief. This is back in Sweden. Who knew Sweden even got popping like this?
This sounds so ridiculous that it feels like a Jussie Smollett situation, you know, where Victor Lindelof was like, you know what? I'm going to need some good
publicity.
There's
some bad PR out there right now. How do we change this around?
I need to frame myself as a hero to kind of take a little of the heat off.
He calls his friends. He's like, yo, you know some like old ass lady we could just pretend around. But she got to be old though. Okay. Like crib keeper old.
Okay, and make sure she has a Gucci purse, okay? Because I got to hire a photographer.
Yeah, dude, like the SEO's got to be on point. So we're gonna give her a Birkin, okay? lousy human Val put, oh, he can tackle. Hilarious, Mike Wonder put, he had his cleats up. That's
unreal.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Shouts to lousy human Val. Hopefully, comedy comes back soon in Chicago. Yeah.
And you mean DC? Because she's
DC. Jesus Christ, that's right. Tacos. How could I forget?
Okay, so speaking of a balancing man. Oh, thank you, regular dude. That's right.
The point I was going to make about the Leeds thing is Valencia. They got 27 million euros. He's one of the top strikers in all of La Liga.
Mm-hmm.
Would that have been a better deal for Everton than paying 31? So 27 million pounds versus 31 million for James. You don't get the name recognition. You don't get the PR. But don't you get a better player? Same age, 29 years old?
I guess. I mean, but they don't. Everton don't really need a striker per se. Like you don't
need goals?
We need goals. But I mean, it's not just it's real easy to move Calvert-Lewin or whoever, you know, they may not.
It would not have solved the issue, right?
Exactly. I think they are quality strikers, and the issue right now is the Everton midfield. That's my opinion. Anyway, I do want to talk about real quick. I know there's been more. Oh, do you want to talk about the details of Harry Maguire a little bit more?
Yeah. I mean, all I know is that and which I kind of believe, and I feel bad because I know it's like you got to wait till the trial's over. But supposedly, the story his camp put out is that two Albanian men drugged his wife or his girlfriend or his sister.
His sister.
They were suspected.
And she fainted.
Right. So she fainted, and then they thought they were getting followed by those guys, and they got out to confront them, but they didn't realize they were in front of a police station. And it turns out they weren't confronting two Albanian men who had drugged his sister. They were confronting two police officers.
Yeah.
So then they went. You got to give me 1 second. The doorbell's ringing.
What is going on?
I don't know what to do. I can't stop. Hold on.
This is what happens when you do a live show where everything is, as you can tell, this is not pre-recorded. This is just wildly unprofessional. But okay, we'll get Alexis's rest of the description, because really I do want to hear Alexis's version of you know legal proceedings. Okay, so continue.
So, yeah,
Alexis.
My wife is a nurse. She's a hero. Let it happen.
Soka Andrew said Alexis answering the door to two Albanians.
Oh, yo, Albanians make a lot of the pizza here in this country, so I would open the door. I'm like, what's good? We've said this before, by the way. I think I said this on the show before. My buddy who's Albanian told me that if you disrespect someone in Albania, they're allowed to kill you and up to four members of your family. Not like by law. This is just like a cultural thing. So
it's tradition. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, look, I hate to do this, but I'm going to go for all four. Just again, it's our culture. It's what we do here. So the whole thing happens. He goes and chases those guys down, apparently, and then they were gone, and then they followed them. They thought they were getting followed. Then they step out, and they go to, like, fight these dudes because they thought they were getting followed. It turns out they were cops. But then the cops are saying that's not 100% true. They knew they were cops, and then once they got arrested, he said, supposedly this is what he's going to trial for and been found guilty so far, even though they appealed and are getting a new trial, that he said, do you know who I am? I'm the captain of Manchester United. I'm famous. I can't go to jail or something like that. And then he said, I have money. I can make this go away. Or I have money. I can pay you. Yeah. So he's bribing police officers after assaulting them, supposedly with a knife. Supposedly he had something sharp.
This is just like, this is one of those things that it's a lot, right? It's like
there's a lot happening, and all of it sounds believable from their side, from the Greek side.
No, I mean, it's you would think. You know, a Premier League player and just a professional athlete, millionaire, has everything to lose. Why would he be in sort of this situation? But if he's making the claim that something happened to his to a family member, and he was either defending himself or getting into a fight. I mean, we saw it with Erling Haaland, right? We saw it with Jordan Pickford. There's tons of stories of footballers drunk at a bar getting in a fight with somebody who's antagonizing them. It's like, this is why they shouldn't be there. They shouldn't be drinking. And we know how people are in Europe with footballers. They lose their minds. They don't know how to behave. So it's not even about.
But also, I get the idea of I'm the captain of Manchester United. That idea makes all the sense in the world to me, is telling a police officer, wait a minute. Do you, I mean, look at me, right? Come on. You love soccer. Well, guess who I am?
Right? I love Andrew. He said, British people don't offer money to people abroad. We just shout English slower than normal and try to explain things away. You know?
Yeah. No, mate, it's brilliant. Just listen, mate. But I mean, I would be offering money too. I'd be like, bruh, right? How much you getting paid?
And
being
also,
a cop here in Greece.
We know how Greece is always, they're borrowing money from Germany. Why don't you take this Englishman's money? Right?
Hey, look, we don't need the austerity payments back, if you get what I'm saying. Blah, blah, okay? How about this? Put it in your pocket. You do what you want with it.
Put it in your robe. Yeah, I know you Greeks like robes.
Right? With your toga? What are you guys doing now? What are you guys doing these days?
You got pockets in them things?
When you go to the baths or whatever you do out here, you know? A parliament or whatever, Parthenon, however you guys pronounce it. But my favorite thing is that they just threw these two, what I'm going to assume are imaginary Albanians, which everyone's like, oh, two men tried to drug your sister, two Albanian men. They're like, okay, well, this is starting to make a little bit more sense. It's like you just had to throw two Albanians under the bus for no reason.
Man. Yeah, look, it all seems so crazy. You don't know exactly sort of what to believe, right? But logic will lead you to a place where you're like, well, Harry Maguire has everything to lose. There's no reason why he would fight a cop. I can't imagine him being like, fuck 12, you know? Yeah, like, I can't.
No, I bloody hate police officers. What do they call them? Bobbies? Billies?
Bobbies. Billies is what they hit you with.
Yeah, Billy Club, that's right.
The So it seems like I could imagine that cops would lie in some scenario, right? Where and maybe there is an incentive to lie to pressure him to, I don't know, get money or who knows? I don't know, but it just doesn't seem to make any sense. Why would this guy knowingly fight police?
It does seem like he might have been goaded into it. You know what I mean?
I can see that.
Maybe he was drunk, you know, and the police officer saw him and they thought, yo, this is my ticket to get out of the police force right here. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I got to do my retirement fund right here.
Yo, I poked this guy a little bit. He decides to shoot a punch. I take it. And then we beat the fuck out of him, and we say he claimed he was going to give us money. I mean, it seems to work out, right? Although then you would have taken the money, no? You would have taken the bribe.
I would assume so. I would assume
maybe
so.
That was the plan, but the captain was too close, right? Yeah, this happens a lot in movies. The fucking captain.
This wouldn't have even made the news if we were allowed to be as corrupt as we wanted.
He whispers in McGuire's ear, fam, I want the money, but the captain's right there. You're going to have to go to the clink for this.
Soka and you said Bobby's come from Robert Peel, who founded the British police, by the way.
I don't. Well, believe you at all, because you're not so-called Andrew. Robert Peel is a musician, maybe.
No, I mean, why would I? He is English. I'm going to believe that he is being truthful in the chat. Don't be lying in the chat. That's all. You know, I don't.
I'm Googling anyway. Robert Peel right now. Nope. Okay. He's right.
Okay. Checks out. Google said it. Coppers comes from copper buttons police used to wear. Is that real? That one seems very much fake.
No. I actually looked that up because the whole cop thing. Like, I'm like, why do we call them cops?
All right. Why when I buy sneakers, why do I call it copping?
Because cops take all your money when they arrest you. You didn't know that?
Okay. Look, we're learning so much
There's
the
a term
show.
For it. What John Oliver did a whole episode on it. It's like they're allowed to confiscate your goods for the police force. So a lot of times people get pulled over and there was a story of a guy who got pulled over with $25,000 and he was showing like, no, I'm going to buy a car off Craigslist, cash. He had the ad, he had the emails, everything. And the cop was like, I think you're going to go buy drugs. So this $25,000 is our money now. Ooh, and they took it and he can't get it back.
Isn't it forfeit seizures or something like that?
Yeah, civil forfeiture.
Civil forfeiture. Yeah. Okay. Real nice. Mm-hmm. Real nice money you got there. Yeah. Would be a shame if...
they were trying to civil forfeiture from Harry Maguire.
look, so the latest news on Harry Maguire is that, he did appeal and there was going to be a retrial. And apparently the trial happened so fast to some degree. I saw there was a Sky Sports...
He also got a suspended... It's not a suspended license. It's a suspended sentence, which means he doesn't actually have to go to jail. It's 3 years of jail, but they've suspended because it's his first offense. So why is he appealing it? You good. Go home. You ain't even going to go to jail. Well, you just wanted to clear your name. You're going to end up going to jail, dog.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's what's common in Europe, right? Like the first offense is like you don't go to prison.
Damn. Do you have any idea what America would look like?
It would be a happy place with actual real rehabilitated people. Anyway.
Yeah, but if I knew I had a mulligan, though, you know what I mean? Boy.
Yeah. No, it's not the purge, bro. There's certain crimes they won't be cool.
Like, Alexis, you murdered your ops. But you good. It's your first offense.
Okay. Look, everybody makes mistakes.
You know what? Mulligan.
Mike Wonder said that's what it's like for white people, though. Yeah, pretty much.
It's a good point.
Yeah,
especially if you do it before you're 18.
Okay, so I did see one clip from Sky Sports that said that apparently they wanted the trial rescheduled because they had they only introduced the witnesses 2 hours before the trial was supposed to begin, so his lawyers really couldn't prepare.
Right, which is a good technique if you're them.
which know, like, seems like, what is this express lane trials that they're doing in Greece. Like, yo, give me a second to wrap my head around everything going on.
Is there a reason why you guys are all doing cocaine and drinking espressos?
What is the rush? Yeah. What is going on?
Harry Maguire's like, you know, guys, this is actually really important for my future. So why don't we just take this step by step?
So Andrew, again, he said, what kind of high-profile sports person wants justice and to clear their highly scrutinized name? Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I love that the
Alexis doesn't mind just having dirt on him. You know what I mean? He's just like, this is how I function.
I don't care. I don't go to jail. I'm then fine. All right, goodbye. You can believe whatever story you want to believe.
Yeah.
I don't understand this whole thing of like, no, I will clear my name. Who gives a shit?
I mean, depends on the crime, Alexis, especially if you didn't do something.
I mean, if it was something like a violent act against like a woman or a loved one, yeah, you want your name cleared. You're not just like, what you talking about? I ain't behind bars, dog. That's not how you handle that.
Exactly. But
what? What, threatening to bribe a cop? Fuck out of here. I'd walk away and say, yo, I didn't do it, but it's kind of badass they think I did. And I still didn't go to jail. Anyway, what time are the international matches? I don't understand the issue. Go home. Why are you still in Greece?
Okay, yeah, whatever. I guess the plan is just to fine him or put him on probation, whatever.
That's like saying, no, I want to play the team that forfeited. I don't want the 3 points, so we'll wait. No, you take your W, you go home.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's a serious charge, both sides are making claims. I heard another thing that Maguire said that one of the cops told that they kicked him in the leg, and they said that your career is over.
Yeah, like I heard that they were like really fucking him up.
Yeah, so that stuff is just—it's all crazy. I mean, this is...
But he's fine. No one said he's injured.
Okay.
Go home. Yo, you took your lumps. You tried to get out of it by claiming mysterious Albanian people were around drugging everybody. Go home. I do not understand the retrial. It's not going to... First of all, he has like a war criminals lawyer. He has like one of the most powerful lawyers in all of Europe. No one's going to see him go through this retrial and believe like, oh, he got out of it. It's like OJ. Yeah, OJ, you won the trial. No one thought you didn't do it. You know what I mean?
That's right. Harry Maguire, the OJ Simpson of Europe.
If they had told OJ Simpson, like, yo, dog, we're going to say you did it, but you don't go to jail, he'd be like, say whatever you want.
All right. Buy my book about how I was mistreated.
Yeah. What time can I go to the golf course?
Yeah. Everybody's saying, Jay, we're saying Maguire's back in England. Okay. Well,
I might go home as in, like, you're good now. You don't have to worry about this no more.
Okay. Okay, we're getting some MLS just released a statement. Maybe if I see it, we'll read it on the air.
Yeah, if you guys have a link to it, put it in the chat.
Oh, I see it. It's already on Twitter. 35 seconds ago. Wow, that was quick. My buddy, thank you.
Not so-called Andrew said, one of the most powerful lawyers in Europe can't get a local Mykonos court to have a fair trial. Apparently not. Maybe that's why they were speeding things up. They're like, yo, you heard who they got? And they're like, yeah, we're... Like when they were like, put your hand on the Bible. Yeah, do you promise to speak the whole truth? About yada, 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 yada. You do, right? Okay, next.
Just stamp it. Keep removing. Major League Soccer statement. I'll just read it because it's going to be a little too much trouble to put on screen. The entire Major League Soccer family is deeply saddened and horrified by the senseless shooting of Jacob Blake and event in Kenosha. We continue to stand with the Black community throughout our country, including our players and employees, and share in their pain, anger, and frustration. The entire Major League Soccer family unequivocally condemns racism and has always stood for equality, but we need to do more to take tangible steps to impact change. We will continue to work with our players, our clubs, and the broader soccer community to harness our collective power to fight for equality and social justice.
Does it say anything about possibly boycotting the matches or anything?
No, it doesn't say that, but I think that's probably on the players is my guess. I don't know. It's just... people are critical of the these statements, and it's like when these things happen and people want it to make them feel a certain way immediately. I think they're wrapping their heads around exactly kind of what's going on. Usually when I see these statements, and MLS did it before, especially kind of reacting to Reggie Cannon, it's like, just point out that police brutality is the issue. And as opposed to kind of skirting around it and not wanting to kind of offend anyone. But I'm not offended by this statement. I mean, look, I think that at the very least there are people, the awareness is there. And I think the players and the players are holding the league accountable. And I don't know if they're going to boycott or not. But just by
actually, they're not. What Robert from LA says: Nani takes a knee, DK holds up a fist, and the rest of the Orlando team stand for the anthem. Refs and the entire Nashville team kneels. Okay, and we're seeing the same thing in the Gully Squad Slack. So it looks like the game is going to happen, and so is Atlanta United and Miami. The players tried, but they couldn't contact everyone in time to be united in the boycott, which, sometimes these things are difficult to coordinate.
Yeah, Jay Worth, thank you for that. Yeah,
thank you, Jay Worth. And thank you, Nick's Third Nipple, which I love the word we're wearing. We're talking about something serious. And we're like, thank you, Nick's Third Nipple.
Surprised Steve's second dick is not weighing in on this.
Again, it's Steve's segundo dick.
Steve's dick number two.
I'm looking at the photo now, and it looks like a lot of the Orlando players were standing up, but it looks like no. Actually, he's touching his hair. It is just DK is the only one holding up a fist. No one's putting their heart over there. Only one player has their hand over their heart. Everyone else seems to just kind of be standing in the general direction. So, I'm kind of past the performative part of it, like. Whether you're standing, I think it sends a bigger statement, of course, when you're standing and whatnot, but make some real change happen, you know?
Yeah, and it's difficult. The other leagues, for the leagues that are in a bubble, it's easier to organize kind of amongst all the players and have these conversations. It's different. You know, you're not texting a player being like, yo, you want a boycott? Like, it's...
plans for later? The game? Can I give you a better idea? Not the game?
Being face-to-face to someone and seeing how they feel is a much more powerful conversation than just, like, trying to organize, a text group, you know? Right. And trying to make this happen. So it's like, I'm not necessarily angry at MLS for not kind of following the lead of the other leagues because they're in kind of a different position, but the statements need to be there because look, when the George Floyd thing when that murder happened, the world is not the same anymore, and by not addressing it, not acknowledging the fact that the George Floyd situations don't happen unless there is just these years of compounded silence on what the actual problem is. And it is the policing of black bodies is different than any other.
And here's the other thing. It happens because either people aren't focusing on it or don't want to focus on it. So now that more light has shined on these issues, can we start to sort of repair these issues? Because if we just pretend like they don't exist, they're just going to continue happening. Louis Robles walked over to Jeff Laurentiwicz, and it looks like some of the players are running off the field in Miami versus Atlanta. So that might I don't know if it's just to have a general conversation about making a statement during the game, but it looks like it might not happen after all.
Ooh, okay.
So to answer one of the questions, I don't believe MLS players get paid per game, but some contracts are more bonus laden. So these things are, important to their bottom line, but it is what it is. It just sucks that we have to, it's to the point now where we don't want to talk about this either because we wish it wasn't happening, and if we have fans over in Europe, I'm sure you guys are getting the news, not so-called Andrew. I'm sure you know exactly what's happening here. This is an absolute shame. And people either come to this country or are raised in this country with the idea that you have the opportunity to find, yourself. You have the ability to work hard and find in pursuit of happiness and all these things. And unfortunately, there are some things that are getting in the way of that. And when you're black, and a minority as well, but in particular for this situation, when you're black, other things are getting in the way. And it's such as police officers either trying to kill you or policing you at an incredibly aggressive way, policing your neighborhood or the fear that when you get stopped at a red light or when you get stopped in a traffic stop, it's maybe like, oh, well, I have my insurance and information. when I was growing up, I would take the key out and I would put it on the roof of the car because I grew up with kids in Newark being like, yo, shit goes down at traffic stops. Don't ever make the police officer think you're threatened by even moving towards the glove compartment. I put my wrists on 10 and 2 on the steering wheel so they know I'm not even holding the steering wheel. The engine's off. The key's on the roof. Like there's things you learn when you grow up in a certain way or when you grow up in these communities that you don't have to deal with. And hopefully you can just understand these things. And hopefully you can really understand that, yo, enough is enough. And we're not putting up with the shit. And they're gonna try to keep doing this. And then we're going to do the same shit. We're going to protest. We're going to boycott. We're going to do whatever the fuck we got to do to make sure everybody is uncomfortable and everybody understands what's happening. It's because yeah. people not focusing on those things and people not willing to learn and people not listening. People like, oh, just pay attention to the cop. Trust me, dog, whether it's because they want to or whether it's because they're scared, that doesn't always work out that way, okay? So,
yeah. I mean, there's just the, you know, the this whole, you know, this movement really kind of exploded after the George Floyd murder and...
Because it was plain as day. I mean, you watch the video.
And the Jacob Blake thing, also plain as day. There's just no, how much do we need to see this? How much, you know, we already, you know, and MLS is back and holding the being on a knee and holding a fist up for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Like that we're currently in the mourning period still. Right. And... Yep. Then we see this again, and again, I hate it because it's like human beings have to be sacrificed for people to get the point, but they shouldn't have to be sacrificed. But this is happening.
We live in the world where, you know, after what was I can't remember the name of it, the town where those kids were, there was a mass shooting in like the preschool. If that didn't change shit,
yeah.
Fam, then start burning buildings. I don't know what to tell you. Like, Ari Shaffir was right. He said violence is the only thing that gets changed. And you know it sucks, but when you look Sandy Hook, thank you, Mike Wonder. And look, I know this isn't what you guys tuned in to hear about. But you know, unfortunately, the world won't let us talk about anything else because this shit continues to happen, and we want to make sure that you know we ain't with this shit. But after that, if shit didn't change after that, then I honestly don't believe anything else. Ari Shaffir said it. Like, yo, Google it, Doug. Look at Paris. Paris will riot for whatever the fuck reason because they've been around. Paris has been around for a long ass time. Those motherfuckers know, like, all right, the only time they really listen to shit is when the firefighters start fighting police officers like on some gang shit. And it's like, yo, that's kind of what's got to happen. But yeah, I mean, we love you fans and we want all of you to be safe regardless of what your fucking skin tone is, man. And we want your families to be safe. And we want everyone to fucking find a way to prosper in this shit fucking world. Doug, I don't want to wear a mask everywhere I go, but I do it because I'm protecting people. Yeah. Right? And we should be protecting everybody. You know, people walking around with guns, y'all still civilians, man. Y'all citizens. Just because you signed up to have a job that lets you carry a gun don't mean you're above the law. All right, do we got to get Harry Maguire out here?
We about to handle it, okay?
All right.
Don't tell him you Albanian.
He's just going to make up that an Albanian was there.
Oh, man. Iris girl, I love how the chat goes quiet as everyone listens. That's right. Yeah, so I don't know. Like, we obviously, we're trying to do a comedy show here, and it gets...
Nobody wants to put a joke about that.
We appreciate that, you know, people are listening. But look, it's not a problem just for black people, and it's not a problem just for white people. It is everyone has to be involved, whether you're black or white, whether you're mixed. We all know someone who is either blatantly racist or holds on to some bias, and that could be a family member, that could be a friend, that could be the family member where you're like, oh well, we don't talk politics because we don't want to get into that. You can't remove everyone from your life, but it is something that people have to be challenged on this.
I'm going to disagree with you. You can remove people from your life. I do it quite often.
I said you can't remove everyone from your life.
No, you can. You absolutely can. Here's the thing. How many billions of people on this planet? You'll find new people. You'll find new people. Trust me. You'll be fine.
Sure. I mean, look, I'm talking about there are people who like live with their parents or depend on their parents financially and can't just leave and get.
That's
and go
true.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Well, there's certain scenarios where you can't just completely exile from someone.
Although Kellyanne Conway's kid is.
Oh, yeah. She brings
currently, like, burn it all to the ground. Fuck this family. Yeah.
Sydney LaRue said this. According to Not So Kyle Andrew, said she is disappointed that MLS missed the mark. I understand. I think, again.
Hey, Not So Kyle Andrew, do you get all your news from Orlando related sports players?
I follow Sydney LaRue too. She's yeah. Great. Look, I think
it looks like Inter Miami and Atlanta United have left the field. Shouts to Colo Blanco for updating us.
Okay. Again, I think this
Mike Wonder said, quick, someone make a dick joke to lighten the mood.
I think the choice here is on the players. And if the players couldn't all get on the same page, it's difficult to do that, right? And they're not in a bubble. They're in different cities. So I don't know how much to be mad at MLS per se, but MLS, yeah, they should be in clear in the support of the players and in support of the general movement. I think, though,
up until this point, to give MLS credit, they have been. And they've also let the players take the lead. Which also can be said of Premier League. It seems like Premier League has also listened to their players. Hopefully none from Burnley. But they said, what are you? I'm only kidding because of the airplane. I know that the players weren't a part of that. But it seems like MLS in particular sort of, looking at their players and say, okay, what do you think we should do? Where should we go next? And so hopefully this is... whether a slip up or maybe it just wasn't an opportunity. They didn't have a real opportunity to coordinate something. I don't want to give them an out in any way, shape or form, but I do want to give them credit that throughout all of this, from just about when the MLS is back tournament, I've been surprised and sort of honored by their sort of how they've reacted to all of this.
Andrew said, it's a good question. How much symbolism in sport do people expect instead of actively looking towards institutions that can make a change?
I think because sport is something that is so talked about in the news and so highly visible, it's meaningful when it's like nobody wants to hear an actor say something because you come out of the woodwork to say something. But when it comes to a sports team doing something or when it comes to the players on the field doing something, it's almost more meaningful because one, you're not expecting to hear it in that moment because it's sports. And two, it's something that is going to be talked about like for 24 hours on ESPN, or whatever Sky Sport, whatever thing you're hearing, thing you're listening to. So it's an opportunity to get the message out in front of people that may not want to hear it, that may be looking at sports as a way out of politics. Like, well, skirt, we're going to be right in there. And Christian, we can all hear your girl putting what I believe are peanuts in a bowl.
No, she had her alarm on her phone and I didn't want to interrupt. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No, it's all good. It sounds like she was filling a bowl with peanuts. That's what it sounded like.
She apologizes, everyone, but you can yell at her, everybody.
Well, listen, I had to answer the door. It's all the same, right?
Look, man, look, as someone who generally, I mean, like, we've been going on for a long time. So, look,
Buffalo meat, but so how does everyone feel about anal seepage?
Lighten in the mood.
Wow. A app.
Andrew said people scrutinize sports people more than politicians about politics. And I agree. Yeah. I think people feel a sense of ownership over the team and more in their control because they can yell at their TV about how the players are playing. There's a different expectation. But look, as someone who feels like I have to kind of train myself on how to survive and interacting with police and how to really make it through and not make someone who might be racist or in a position of power. I have to be mindful of, like, I can't make them uncomfortable. They should not feel intimidated. As someone who has had to go through this, I'm not looking at what MLS says as, like, to make me feel safer. I appreciate the support and I think it is important, but this particular institution is not, no league, the NFL, whatever. I'm not looking to them to make change. I would hope that they do because they are incredibly influential on culture. But I think we will always lean towards progress, right? I oppression cannot last forever because people will have had enough, and everything around our culture will adapt to what the new normal is, which is, you know, at one point it was okay to segregate people and put them in different lunch counters or whatever. And then it got to a point where people were like, no, we've had enough. We can't do that anymore. So whether MLS, whether anyone who does not believe in these things, whether they don't like it or whatever, there's nothing you can really do because the world will always become more progressive. Yes, could there be regimes that could strike it all down? With
that signing could happen. Yeah.
That is totally possible.
Here's an example. My grandfather, growing up, told me there was a time when baseball players would leave their gloves in the outfield when they went back in to go bat. That changed. I don't remember that. You don't remember that. Yeah. It seems stupid. You're like, well, the other guy could trip on it. Don't you want your glove? You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Something that seemed normal changes. And that's what we're hoping happens. And that's what we're hoping happens with people taking a stand and saying we've had enough. You know.
And that's why, I mean, look.
What a shock, man. We didn't talk about Jadon Sancho in this episode at all. But somehow we got on this subject. It just, man.
It is what it is. I hope, hopefully it's helpful, entertaining, fun, whatever. Like, we're going to talk about it all. That's what the Cooligans is about. And you know, people who complain about, politics and sports, it's the same thing, bro.
Yeah,
there's no separating them. So stop complaining. Don't watch politics or watch sports because you're going to
also, what we're saying ain't political. It's fucking human rights, my G.
Dude. All right, so I think we should wrap up the show on this serious note. I'm just seeing a couple. Nixer Nipple said, my Padres Mariners call off their game two, joining the Brewers Reds. And Iris Girl said, I hope the Dodgers don't play tonight. Okay. No, I think it's a good stance to take, and I think you got to support athletes for doing this and being tired of it. And it tells the people, it tells the consumers of those sports, it says, hey, I know you like watching me kick a ball on a goal. I know you like watching me dunk a basketball, but I'm a human being. This is on my mind. This is what's going on in the world, and you should also have a problem with it.
So. Yep. And, nothing's worse than just staying quiet. It's exactly. The worst. Say some shit.
Okay. So let us. You want to wrap the show? Are we ending fun in a fun way or?
Yeah, dude. Harry Maguire, let it go, dude. You ain't going to jail, my guy. I don't know what the fuck you really want, man.
All right. So thank everybody on Twitch.
Yo, hold on. FIFA Degenerate said, Loki, that's my favorite Arsenal jersey. You know what? Not a fan of the Puma kids, but I got to be honest with you. I put it on today, and I was like, yo, I really like this kid, dude. I kind of agree with you.
It's not as tight, too. You've lost some weight, Alexis.
Oh, look how much weight I've lost, dude.
Okay. somebody, why did it say boobs? It just says boobs from Buffalo Me. Don't know what you're referring to.
Wait,
but
didn't I make that bit? We made that joke, right? We said something about putting boobs or something. Just writing the word boobs?
I think just Buffalo Me is a fan of boobs.
Hey, man. Also brought up anal seepage, so don't ever touch his keyboard or her keyboard, you know?
Okay. Everyone join the FPL.
Polo said that's just the loose skin. Ew, dog.
All right. Thank you, everybody on Twitch. We appreciate thank you for listening to us. you're welcome or sorry if it got too serious.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you and thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. We appreciate all of you. So, yeah.
And we love all the people that join us in the chat and say something funny. We absolutely love it. So, you know, if you are listening to this and you're like, hey, how do I get in on that? Just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans, hit the follow button so you know when we're on. Get in that chat, say some funny shit, throw some Doritos emojis in the chat, do whatever you got to do.
Yeah, and we've been doing a bunch of stuff on Twitch in general. I've been playing some FIFA. I did my first FIFA weekend league.
Oh yeah, I saw that I got the update that you were on. That was pretty dope.
And you know what? I played I think like 6 games and I won 2.
Hey, all right.
So let's go. That's not bad. According to the best FIFA players that weekend, I won 2 of those games.
Well, I played, I got relegated from the second division down to the third division in regular. And the first game I played, I scored an Olympico against the player. And he was upset, right? And he started doing a lot of slide tackling. So I got a free kick. I scored on that. Ooh. And then homie went off the deep end, and just every time he got the ball, he would kick it so that I would get a corner. Just constant corner after corner after corner. And afterwards, he sent me a GG, a good game. sent him, thank you. And he put, I decided to waste your time because you cheat. He said, I cheated.
I get those messages. I get undeserved.
Yeah. But I said, thank you, needed the win, right? And he put, I didn't care because I was already promoted. And I said, hey, congratulations, right? And because I was being nice, he gave me the 3 fists and a squirt, which I guess means like I'm a jerk off or whatever.
I remember somebody said something rude and I responded by saying, they were like, oh, you're a cheater. Or you're not good at this game. And I said, yeah, this is wild. This is the first time I ever played PES. Like, why are you even messaging me? It's a damn video game. Who cares?
I normally I play chess. That's what I was, by the way, notes on Cole Andrew said Football Manager 2020 added the Canadian Premier League. Yo, it's lit.
All right.
We win in CONCACAF.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being on Twitch. Again, follow us on Twitch and be a part of the show. We appreciate all of you. So with that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!